What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs get the 129-110 win over the Clippers in Game 6 to wrap up Round 1 of the Western Conference playoffs. They're heading on to Round 2 to take on Houston on Sunday. KD drops 50. Draymond is as locked in as I've ever seen him. Klay, locked in on one side of the ball. Steph rolls an ankle. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just a quick little game recap here for you as the Dubs beat the Los Angeles Clippers 129 to 110, 19-point win. They wrap up round one of the Western Conference playoffs, going on to face Houston. But let's stick with tonight's game. Kevin Durant was out of control, on fire, best player in the world. I don't care what anyone says. He's taken that role from LeBron James. LeBron James hasn't played defense in over almost two seasons. Kevin Durant, to me, one of the most impressive things that he did, yeah, he scored 38 points in the first half, and that's the first, second most ever in a half behind Sleepy Floyd, who scored 39. The most impressive thing is he was all over the place defensively tonight also. He wasn't just playing one side of the ball. And when you saw him lock up Lou Williams on different possessions, man, there's nothing anyone can do when you have a seven-footer that can stay with a guy like that. It was incredible. He was knocking down threes. He went, 6 of 14 from three, which is great, but just in itself. But another reason why it was a big deal is because not a lot of other people were either. I mean, Steph did end the game 2 of 5 from three, which is not great, only taking five. Klay, 1 of 4. Klay, here's the thing with Klay. I made the joke at halftime that him and KD combined for 40 points in the first half, because they did. KD just had 38 of them, and Klay only had two. Kind of mean on my part, but he's been great defensively. He was all over the place defensively. Draymond Green might have been Draymond's best game of the year, and I just jumped off Klay. But Klay was great, but here's one of the things he's going to need to start producing offensively moving forward, especially against Houston. Especially against Houston. He's going to need to do more than score 9 points. It's one thing if he's average and gives you 18, 19, 20, something like that, but 9 points is not going to cut it. He was 3 of 10 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. 7 rebounds, which is good for him, and defensively he was great. I honestly can't. I mean, 3 block shots, I know that's a solid stat, but those stats don't really reflect how good he was defensively. Now I'll move on to Draymond Green. Best game I think he's had maybe all year. I also tweeted out during the game, when Draymond Green is locked in defensively, it is terrifying. He, for the other team, obviously, Dubs do enjoy it. He was everywhere, absolutely everywhere. He, in the first quarter, was 3 of 8 from the field, which that's a lot of shots for Draymond. He did take a couple of questionable shots, but he did have 6 points, 9 rebounds, 4 of them offensive, 3 assists, and 1 block. He finished the game with 16 points on 8 of 14 shooting. So when you look at that, he started the game in the first quarter, he was 3 of 8, so he missed 5 shots. He only ended up missing 6 in the entire game. So he went 5 of 6 to finish the game, which is huge for him and for the Dubs. So 16 points, 8 of 14, did go 0 of 2 from 3. Did have 14 rebounds, 4 offensive, 10 defensive, 10 assists, 4 block shots. 3 turnovers, you'll live with. You'll live with it. They had 10 turnovers tonight. That's right where they need to be. And this team, it will be unstoppable if they're averaging 10 turnovers a game. Draymond Green was absolutely incredible. And again, even with the great stats and the triple-double, it doesn't really tell the whole story of what he did tonight defensively. He was a monster. He was Defensive Player of the Year, Draymond Green. And we haven't seen that in a while. He was also plus 19, which that's also pretty good. Like I said, best game of the year. Best game of the year. And part of it, the assists. Look, he always has good assist numbers, but part of it was a solid tweak made by Steve Kerr where they were trapping Steph Curry up by damn near by half court. And so Steve said, all right, well, we'll just start our pick and roll action up there. And that opened it up for Draymond to get to the hoop. It opened it up for alley-oops to Andre Iguodala, who finished with 15 points, 7 of 11 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. So, again, if you do the math, he went 7 of 8 from 2. Or, excuse me, 6 of 8 from 2. I just embarrassed myself talking about doing math and then doing it wrong. 3 steals, another block. I've mentioned before, and they didn't do it in Game 5, but Steph was solid defensively also. Klay, Andre, Draymond, KD have been awesome defensively this series, except for Game 5 and except for the 12 minutes in Game 2 when they gave up the 31-point lead. KD had 23 in the second quarter, ended with 38. He did only have 12 in the second half, which isn't a big deal. It's not that bad, but it's just it felt like he was a little passive at times in the second half. Like he did want someone to come along for the ride with him. And Steph ended with a solid game. Even though he started out rough, he did end going 8 of 14, 2 of 5 from 3, 6 of 6 from the free throw line for 24 points. So the line is solid, but he wasn't quite Steph Curry, and part of that is because he did roll his ankle about midway through the first quarter, and I'm not going to get too much into it until we see him play in Houston. You can go find other drama queen storyline chasers anywhere that'll tell you how worried they are. I don't know until I see him play in Houston. He came back, went and got retaped, came back, was fine tonight. Again, the Clippers were trying to do just about anything to keep him from going off, and they did that, which then opened it up for Draymond, opened it up for Andre Iguodala as well. So I can't really tell if it'll have an effect at all, if any. So I'll have to wait for Houston, but like I said, you guys can go find people who are, already telling you why the Warriors are going to lose. You can find that anywhere. Klay also rolled his ankle. But Klay came back immediately, and even if he is hobbled, there's nothing that will ever stop Klay from playing. We saw that in the finals last year when J.R. Smith straight up lowered a shoulder into his knee and then grabbed it and twisted it and then put him in the figure four and left it on for 10 minutes, and then Klay was whatever. He was fine for the rest of the series. But we'll have to wait and see. Again, I don't know how it'll affect either of them, if it will at all. I'm still very confident in the Warriors against the Rockets, and I'll tell you why. And so I'm going to move on real quick to that game, that series. As I mentioned, just about everything tonight was, I think I hit just about everything that was good. Sean Livingston did start, which was interesting because you could tell Steve Kerr wanted to go small, but he didn't want to go with Andre immediately. He didn't want to go with the Hamptons five or Kevon Looney because he wanted to have an answer. He wanted to be able to match Lou Williams and match Montrezl Harrell with Andre Iguodala and Kevon Looney. So anyways, looking forward to this next series. Great win by the Dubs tonight. Here's the thing. Maybe I'm a fool. Maybe I'm just overly confident, but I'm not buying the Rockets as much as everyone else is. Greg Harden. If his name was Greg Harden, would we think he's as good as he is? James Harden is playing great, obviously, and he is great. But I also think if people are looking at the Utah series as some big indicator of how good they are, I'm not buying it. Utah had an incredibly favorable schedule in the second half. That's why they rattled off all those wins. Utah's fine. They're a solid team. Do I think they're that much better than the Clippers? No, I don't. I think it's pretty even, actually. So when it comes to this next series, Harden playing great. Chris Paul is efficient and solid. Not playing great, though. Here's where I give the Warriors the edge because they're the Warriors. But I do think that the Dubs have people they can throw at James Harden. People they can throw at Chris Paul. Now, look, They're good enough to where they'll get it done regardless of who you throw at them. But they do have good defenders, the Warriors do, to throw at these guys. Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, KD might get some time on Harden. Draymond might get some time on Harden. Sean Livingston. All these guys have length over Harden. They have size. Again, Harden's going to get his regardless. But they have guys that might be able to make him less efficient, to bother him. Same thing with Chris Paul. On the other end, I mean, Chris Paul might be an okay matchup against Steph, but they have nothing to throw at Kevin Durant. They have nobody. Is it going to be Austin Rivers, Amon Shumpert, Daniel House? Maybe P.J. Tucker gets some time, but P.J. Tucker is 6'4". KD will shoot over him all day. And I know they run the switching scheme that has bothered the Warriors before. We'll just have to wait and see. I feel confident, but the Rockets are a damn good team. So we'll have to wait and see. But a good win for the Dubs tonight. One last thing, obviously, and I don't really need to say it, but I'm gonna. Another positive is the fact that Kevin Durant is locked in. The guy's averaged like 40 points over the last four games. 50 tonight, 45 last night. He had never had, or not last night, whatever, two games ago. He had never had a game, a playoff game, over 45 points. He now is back-to-back. So I'm feeling good. But we'll see. We will see. Thank you guys for listening to this quick recap. Dubs take on the Rockets on Sunday at 12:30, I believe. I'm sure you'll all be locked into that, and I'll probably have a quick recap after that one as well. So be on the lookout for that, and thank you for listening to Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.